episode 285 of special Saturday matinee edition of the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. I'm Elio, he's Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Not much, my friend. I kind of called a, I wouldn't say this is an emergency episode, but typically we would have done the full gear predictions last night, but something came up on the POV side of things, so we had to push it to now. Mm-hmm. And, so here we are. So I thought that you'd be missing a show for the week since we took Tuesday off, but it turns out you're not actually missing anything.
And so I came up with an idea.
Very good.
Rather than do the results from Full Gear tomorrow, why don't we just put it in on Tuesday before we do Survivor Series predictions?
This way you
don't have to come back tomorrow.
Don't we have to do the so you're saying come back on Tuesday and talk about Full Gear and then
give the results of Full Gear and then do our Survivor Series predictions.
Okay. So yeah, we'll do that on Tuesday.
This way we're gonna have two shows. We're gonna have one show on Tuesday.
Okay, very good.
All right, so we
I like that. Planning.
And in addition to that, of course, we have the weekend wrestling since our show was cut short last night. So we have all of that for you. So, Ben, we say we get into Monday Night Raw.
Yes, let's. Once again, folks, Jesus, I don't know where these people get these ratings from. I don't get it. But I guess I gotta pull myself back and be like, everybody likes different things. But
all right, Ben, so while you're doing that, I'm gonna step away for a second.
Okay, very good. But I didn't think this show was nearly as high as it was rated on here, but nonetheless. So, high points for Raw. The first one I would give would be Ludwig Kaiser versus Tommaso Ciampa. The match itself is awesome, and I actually really like the push that Tommaso Ciampa is getting now that he's back on TV, and I love the fact that he's back with Johnny Gargano and DIY. It makes my NXT Black and Gold heart happy.
But they need a better theme, because the intro to that theme.
Well, can we just bring back the original Rebel Heart?
Right.
I mean, I just look. I don't know if they have contracts with who they do the music for and all that stuff. So I understand that it's probably more complicated than what we think it is. But I'm just saying, like, if Tony Khan can pay for the rights to fucking whatever massive band that he's using. I'm sure WWE has the same deep pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay. So while I give the actual match a high point, I have to say, and I've mentioned this before, I really don't like the fact that they're teasing the breakup of Imperium.
Right, and they did it again on Monday.
This time,
instead of going after Giovanni Vinci, Walter, not Gunther,
yes,
was praising Giovanni Vinci and was going after Ludwig Kaiser.
Absolutely. That was a little bit different. But I think eventually they're going to have the two of them turn on him. But what good is that gonna do when, Kaiser and Vinci have just turned into his, his lackeys, for lack of a better term. Because when Imperium was coming up, they were all equal. I mean, yes, obviously Walter was the star of the show, but there weren't any weak points in Imperium,
I feel like they're gonna do the same thing they did on NXT. Do you remember when Ludwig Kaiser and Walter walked out on Giovanni Vinci and left him behind on that one episode of NXT
Yes.
before right before they were called up to the main roster?
Yes.
I think they're gonna do something similar to Ludwig Kaiser.
So it's just, I don't know, man. It's just not really my thing. And the ending, I hate roll-ups. I do. You
Yep.
know. I know it's a theme. I know I talk about it a lot. I hate roll-ups. God, they are the bane of my existence as a wrestling fan. Jesus Christ. And then, okay, so next high point, The Miz versus Ivar. Now, look, folks, I don't like The Miz now as a challenger for Walter, because, what the fuck? You had Bronson Reed, you got Tommaso Ciampa, you got Johnny Gargano, you got Chad Gable. Need I go on? Because I can. What the fuck is the point of The Miz? But having said that, given that they're going with this for whatever ungodly reason, it made sense for The Miz to defeat Ivar, because they have to build him up, even though we know that he has no chance in hell. Pardon the pun. Fuck you, Vince. So that gets a high point. And then the main event also gets a high point. Even though it's the same recycled thing we've been getting, but I have to acknowledge the wrestling was very, very good. Low points, Xia Li versus Piper Niven.
Terrible.
What the fuck was that?
Yep.
Honest to Christ. And we'll get to Piper Niven's performance in a second. But for Xia Li's head kick f finish, now she has now debilitated both Candice LeRae and Piper Niven with the same move. And you mean to tell me that Xia Li, of all people, now has the most lethal finish in, professional wrestling? Excuse
Right.
me. And the other thing too, folks, is the ref stoppage is becoming overused. I've noticed they're really starting to do that. And in regards to Xia Li and her head kick, I have an idea as to how you can make that kind of more realistic.
Okay.
I wouldn't have the ref stop it. I would have the ringside doctor stop it.
Okay.
Kind of similar to like a UFC, where
Yep.
the octagon medical personnel make that determination. The other low point was the backstage stuff with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark, and because Nia Jax had to call them all pathetic. And what the fuck was this with Raquel Gonzalez, motherfuckers? Just, you know, if we're gonna be on the name change theme this afternoon, but did you catch the she went all, you know, all pissed off Latina, you know, with the yo no tenga mierdo pendeja. I don't know what that means. I probably said it terribly, but what?
I don't know. I was like half watching that part. The only thing I heard was when she called Dan Jackson me a war. I'm like, what? It's
Well, no.
like
But you know, it just no. So those were
Oh, kind of,
my.
no, like kind of like the way she was like saying that, like, why you better watch yourself, like,
Yes.
yeah,
It
but still, no.
it's just kind of like what?
Yeah,
So
stop
don't do that.
it.
But those were my highs and low points for Raw. What did you have?
Right, so for high points, I had the Miz and Ivar match, Tommaso Ciampa and Ludwig Kaiser, and the main event of Judgment Day and Cody and Jay. But I also added the opening match, Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn, Shane McDonough and Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
No points. I had was it Xia Li and Piper Niven.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why I have Tegan Knox written down here.
No, it was Piper Niven.
Yeah. No, I have Tegan Knox and Piper Niven now. I'm like, wait, it's Xia Li. Why do I have Tegan Knox written down here? And
Because
that's about it.
you were zoned out on the bullshit, I understand.
That's about it
It's
that I have for Raw.
very difficult to get through Raw. I get it.
Do you know that? If you watch Raw online, like on that website that I gave you,
Yeah.
it's not 3 hours, it's actually 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's a 2 hour show. SmackDown, instead of 2 hours, it's a 1 hour show without the commercials.
And I discovered that recently, and I love it. Actually, Raw was the last Raw I watched on that service, which I forget which one it was, but it was one of the recent ones. It was like 2 hours long. It was great.
There we go, 2 hours. You fans want their 2 hour Raws, there it is. Watch it with online without commercials.
Exactly. But you know, if you thought Raw was a little bit long in the tooth, oh my God, wait till you get to
Wait,
NXT.
so we're done with our Money at Raw.
Yes, we are.
Okay, NXT, what? Okay. Ben,
Um,
help me. Because
um
what the? This NXT, now you told me this was to be a chore to get through, and it was, because I just don't get it. Now, see, last night you were saying you were talking about the story behind the Chase U investigation, whatever. And
Yes.
I brought up my version, because that was the one I read. I didn't know there was another one.
Right.
That was
Well,
the one that I read.
why don't you explain your version and then I'll explain mine.
All right, so let me see if I can pull up the version that I read on the fly research.
Okay, so while Elio is doing that, we'll just switch and I will give you my thought first. So I think that this is based off of the Jim Harbaugh University of Michigan scandal, where even though it was It was closed earlier this week with Jim Harbaugh accepting the 3-game ban, but I'm a sports guy. That's not what you're here for. But anyway, so I think it was based off of that where the scandal was, improper in-person recruiting, and that's what was being investigated, and that's what resulted in the suspension. And I think that's where they got the whole, story in the newspaper,
Okay, so Ben, I found the one that I was reading.
yeah.
All right, so it says there's a lot going on in WWE, and Vince McMahon's name has been brought into a lot of controversy. On top of the hush money scandal that caused his initial exit, Vince McMahon is also under investigation with the SEC and is fully cooperating. So then there's another paragraph says, yeah, Andre Chase is fully cooperating with the investigation and the ongoing storyline with Chase U. It is business as usual. But the students, they're watching out on Chase U, which led to distract. But the students are walking out on Chase U, which led to distraction and then the finish in the match. So Chase U is imploding in this storyline.
Well, I wish Vince McMahon would implode and just go away.
Right?
I'm not a fan of the whole Chase U thing.
Yeah, see, this is it. So after the Vince McMahon part that I read, here's what I'm reading. They're doing a storyline where Chase U is under investigation. Although, I should add, I should have read this a lot closer because I see now where they got this information from, Wrestling Observer. So never mind. We're going with your story. That's why I said I believe that went more.
But that seems, mine seems more
Yeah.
reasonable.
If it's coming from a Wrestling Observer, no, I don't believe it.
No. We have our own issues with Dave Meltzer and
Yep.
what we were asked to do at our former employer with constantly posting Dave Meltzer stories. But by the way, I don't know if you saw the Brian Alvarez thing where he was going off on AEW and the
Yeah.
whole main event fiasco from Dynamite. It was an abrupt departure from their usual tone. It was actually kind of hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh no, go. Sorry. Speaking of you're on you're the first match, right, Chase U?
Yes.
Okay, speaking of Chase U, did you see that woman that was with Tony D'Angelo and Stacks?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Later on in the show, backstage, they had a woman there with Tony and Stacks. You didn't catch that part backstage?
No, I didn't.
All right, so apparently they added a female member to the family. So, this person's name is Anna Kiefer, and she is now going by the name Adriana Rizzo.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, we'll see where that ends up.
Sorry, here it is. I'm gonna see if I can play it for you because I found the video. Well, so let me see if I can play it. Okay. So I'm just gonna turn the volume up here though.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if you can see it. Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right, so here we go. What?
That's fucking terrible. Elio, can we employ your one of your family members? I'm sure
Yes.
they do
What is that? Are
a
you
perfect job.
kidding? That acting was terrible. We gotta celebrate it. No, stop.
The hell?
And sorry, while we're on NXT,
Elio, have your mother cook up some pasta and have a discussion with that
right? While we're on NXT, before you go on, I have to read this other one I found. So apparently, the headline reads, WWE in search of fresh creative ideas in NXT with open writer position. What?
lady. Yeah, no shit. Hey, I got a better idea. Get Shawn Michaels the fuck out of there.
Basically,
I love.
all he's doing is rehashing old WWE storylines from 2002.
Well, exactly. And the thing that drives me nuts, and this goes back to the whole, understanding that people like
Hold
different
on, hold
things.
on, hold on, Ben. I'm gonna read the criteria that is needed. Are you ready for this?
Oh boy, here we go.
There's a minimum of 2 years TV writing and/or production experience, preferred but not required. Strong WWE and NXT product knowledge. Know your shit, fans. Don't just call yourself fans and not know your history. Time management skills and the ability to work well under pressure. Strong work ethic and flexible schedule that allows for long hours and travel as needed. Willing and able to travel minimally for business, NXT takeover pay-per-views, and other necessary NXT road shows. And within reasonable commuting distance from the performance center, or be writing and able to relocate. You must be detail-oriented, organized, and proactive, dependable, motivated, and eager to learn. A clean driver's license and vehicle to be used for business. Strong computer skills, strong note-taking skills, excellent interpersonal and communication skills. And a BA degree in film slash TV slash drama media studies is preferred but not necessary. So Ben, there you go.
Anything
That's
else?
it. That is everything that they require.
Jesus Christ.
What is with these requirements? Seriously? What?
Yeah.
I mean, I get to know your product and know things go to stuff, but geez, the rest of it? Wow. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so go on. Sorry, with the rest of your highs and lows, no points.
Okay. So there's not a lot of high points, but if I had to give it one high point, let me just keep scrolling, making sure I get it right. We don't want any mistakes because we actually care about quality. Take notes, WWE. Let me see. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Where is it? Jesus. What the fuck? Where is it? I can't find it. It's almost as difficult as watching NXT itself.
Give me to help you because I have one. I have they're the matches, 'cause I have the matches in front of me. There's Brawling Brutes and OTM.
No.
Okay. It's a Wesley and a Baron Corbin.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
All right.
you. So if I had to give it a high point, I would give it to that. Now, let's talk about the low points because holy shit.
A
Okay, so
whole
now
lot of them.
Now that we've talked about the backstory as to why they're doing this whole, Chase U thing, the execution of it in the match, was absolutely awful.
Especially when they panned to that one member of the student section that was reading the paper during the match.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It
That
was
was bad.
and he was so distracted by the fans that he couldn't focus on the match at all. And the commentary was pushing it so hard that the commentary in and of itself was distracting.
So I'm confused. So is Chase U supposed to be turning heel or something?
Well, that would be my guess as to what's coming out of
Well,
this.
that is terrible. I don't care about Chase U anyway, but
I
if you want to see an Andre Chase match, go look up Harlem Bravado's matches from Evolve.
I will have to do that because honestly I haven't done that yet. But I'm still trying to recover from JC Zane being added to Andre Chase University. I'm still trying to figure that
Yeah, that is confusing.
out.
And then she's like in the getaway car later on in the show. Chase, come out and get in the car. Hey, let him through.
Exactly. So I don't really get that. And then, oh my God, the Iron Survivor qualifying match.
Oh
Okay.
my God. Wait, which one? Wait, they only had, no, they had two. Sorry. Yeah, both of them.
The
Which one?
Lash Legend versus Roxanne Perez. Let's go
Okay,
over that one first.
that one first.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, how much time do we have left on
Oh, we have
that?
time. We got 8 minutes.
Okay, very good. So we do have time for this. Okay. I want to make sure before I dive in here, because if we were running short on time, I would just hold off till after the break. But let me. How dare they do this to Roxanne Perez? I would really like to launch a petition as to why in the fuck they would put her in the ring with Lash Legend.
Right.
My thought process is they were trying to bring Lash Legend to a decent match. Elio, I'm not sure if that's possible.
No, it's not. She's not. Now we've always said that we look at these at wrestlers like her and to see if they begin improving in the ring. She's not improved at all.
How long has she been with NXT now?
You know what? I'm gonna look that up for you because I'm curious.
Because this is not working. I don't remember who she was facing, but I remember
The Lash
she.
Legend's been with the WWE since 2020.
Oh my God.
She
Okay.
debuted in NXT 2021.
All right, time to cut the experiment off. Okay.
Yep.
So the first time that I saw her, she was on 205 Live, and the match was so bad they had to make it not a match, and they turned it into a 3-minute highlight package.
Oh wait, what was that match? I remember the one you're talking about because I saw it.
I forget who she was facing, but it's just no, this is
Oh, I
not.
think it was against Amari Miller, right?
It may have been, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it was on the December 10th episode of 205 Live.
That must have been it then. And this was absolutely god awful. She cannot wrestle her way out of a paper bag. I can wrestle better, and I'm in a wheelchair. I want you to understand that I would be trained better than Lash Legend is because I work very closely with friends of mine who are in the business. It's just what, and I'm not saying that makes me special or anything like that, but they say, if you're not a wrestler, you can't talk about in-ring No, thanks. To a certain extent, I understand that, but I would also bring it back to the comparison, like I know a bad movie when I see one, or I know a bad football game when I see one.
Like me, I know many bad movies because I introduce you to the creepy posters every week.
You know, like if a coach needs to make an adjustment, I can see that with my own eyes, you know, without having an in-depth knowledge of the play call system, you know, or the scheme, so to speak. You know, there are certain things you can pick up just by watching the show. And Flash Legend needs to be on the next round of releases because holy fucking shit. Oh my God. Speaking of Iron Survivor qualifying matches, the next low point. No coffee and what?
Drake Williams.
Say what?
I like
Yeah.
it. Oh, yeah. Stop.
I hate this, because first of all, the match is so fucking random. And Joe Coffey can actually wrestle. Trick Williams can't wrestle.
And
You
sorry,
know?
speaking of Joe Coffey, now Ben,
Yeah.
okay, you know WWE Supercard, right?
Yes.
Now I play not as hardcore as like all these other nerds out there that sit on the phone 24/7 and be like, "Yo, you gotta grind if you want the good cards." So they're doing their weekly event, and this week it's Road to Glory. One of the cards that you get as you progress along is Mark Coffey, which is so random because there's no Joe Coffey there.
Yeah, that is random. But, it's just the match itself was not good. You know, when there's such a gap in talent between the two competitors, you're gonna run into that problem. And I feel like this is just one of those examples. And very quickly, because we're under the 3 minute mark, the rest of this show was not really redeemable outside of Baron Corbin and Wesley. They had a very nice spot where Wesley went slide out of the ring, and Baron Corbin hit him with a very clean deep six. They have to stop with this. I don't know what they're doing with Ariana Grace, but her match with Gigi Dolin was
That was
the
bad.
oh my God.
Ben, I'm gonna make things easy for you. I'm not even gonna give my high points and low points because they're the same as yours.
Very good. And with that in mind, we will take a break because God, we need one after discussing NXT. Holy shit.
It's okay, get ready for AEW when we come back.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
And speaking of AEW, folks, there's a rant incoming, so just be prepared. And with that in mind, we'll see you after the break.
Okay, we are back and we're gonna get into AEW, Ben. Are
Can you sense my excitement?
you sound so thrilled.
I just, oh God. Okay, well, high points. Well, I know you know what it's not gonna be, right?
it's not gonna be up.
Well, and but there's also another easy tell for another thing that it's not gonna be.
Okay.
The Orange Cassidy involved opening match
Jeez. Of
with the
course.
Blackpool Combat Club.
And Jon Moxley no selling his Superman punch or Orange Crush punch or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that was weird. So we have, and of course we have Hook in the match as well.
Yay! Hooray!
Which I still don't, I watch AEW every week, and like from the best of my recollection, Hook came, like either Hook or Orange Cassidy came up to the other one and said, "Hey, let's form a tag team," and the other one nodded. Is that an accurate recollection?
No, actually, the way I heard it was one asked the other to form a tag team, and the other one's like, cool, whatever.
Okay, well, sue me. I missed a word or two. Okay, but for all
Don't
intent,
care. Keep a
but
flying Flugelbinder fuck.
did
Go
you
ahead.
just say flying fickle binder fuck?
Yep, go ahead.
Good Lord, that should be the title of this show. Yeah, we won't because we have to be professional because it's a pre-show, but goddamn. Okay, so since I started with a low point, I might as well just continue with the low points. Samoa Joe jobber match because why? The Young Bucks versus Penta and Commander. I'm sorry, Penta.
The other guy's not even a chopper, it's Serpentico.
Well, the other one was John Cruz because there's another jobber match in here,
Yeah,
I think.
that's Serpentico, John Cruz.
Oh yeah, well yeah, sorry, my bad. But yeah, the Young Bucks versus Penta and Commander was a low point because it was just so fucking, what's the word? Indie-rific.
Now, I have a question for you. Is it just me, or are the Young Bucks even more annoying than usual now? Have they become even more annoying than usual?
They're terrible.
I mean, I can't
The
stand them.
Young Bucks are so overrated, it's not even funny. Like, it's just no.
Kenny Omega got it right. Maybe he'll stop acting like children. Because they do act like children.
But yeah, in real life and otherwise, it's just ridiculous. Did you see them? Did you see the one doing a victory lap when CM Punk got released? Fuck you.
Oh, you talking about Matt Jackson?
Yes.
Oh,
You know,
he's a. I don't know which one is worse, Matt or Nick, or both equally terrible. But
I just, you
I think
know,
Matt's the worst.
why didn't Matt get in trouble for that too? It's like, you. We're not gonna have the CM Punk conversation again, but I'm not saying he didn't do things that were very wrong. I'm just saying that, there's a cause and effect here, and like, each party has to take responsibilities for what they do. And I don't get it. But anyway. So that was a low point because the match. I'm sorry to Penta. I hate giving him low points because I'm a very big fan of both Penta and Rey Fénix.
But I'm not a fan of Commander.
No, I just, when he first came in, I was open to it, but he hasn't really shown me that he can do more than big spots. And then the low point of all low points is the main event. The Like a Dragon Street Fight, sponsored by Sega.
Sega. Now is this Sega, like the original Sega, or one of the other ones?
I'm not sure.
I haven't
But
played. I haven't played Sega Source 13.
I mean, this, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot describe to you in enough words and enough languages how bad this was. Okay, now
Konosuke Takeshita swinging a bicycle around. What the?
what I mean, what the fuck was that? Even Brian Alvarez, as I alluded to earlier, said that was horrible. And there are a bunch of AEW, fill in the blank. You can use whatever word you want. But It's just, this was unspeakably atrocious. Why is the big sh why? I'm sorry. I committed copyright infringement. I'm sorry. Why is Paul White getting body slammed through a car?
Exactly.
And furthermore,
And that was a terrible spot, because like he didn't, it was even a clean landing. He just like landed and he like slid down onto the ground.
exactly. That's not going to help his hip or his back or whatever the fuck. Didn't the man just have a hip replacement or something?
Something
N
like that.
not too long ago. But it was just bad.
Yeah.
All along the Western Front, this thing was terrible.
Yep.
Okay. And why was Jericho's team wrestling in suits?
I was gonna ask that. Oh, I was gonna ask that last night. Like, why is Paul White and Jericho in suits and the other two are in their ring gear?
Well,
Am I missing something?
I guess because there's a character in the video game that wears a suit. I'm not sure
But
because,
still, it was terrible. Stop it.
it's just this is it, th this was embarrassing. This was along the lines of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre match, if you guys had the misfortune of watching that like we did. This was just awful. I don't mean to harp on it, but like I was texting Elio back and forth, like, the fuck? Are you watching AEW? Are you seeing this like a Dragon Street fight?
And I was like, no, I'm not watching it yet. But I did. I was reading the results. I'm like, what is going on right now?
And then I'm sorry. Usually I don't call websites out, but I'm gonna do it here because it was just atrocious. Bleacher Report
Oh, jeez.
rated this thing an 8.
Stop. What are you
Elio,
doing?
I have a question for you.
Sir.
Was any part of this an 8?
No.
There's no excuse for rating this an 8. I don't care how
No,
much of a mark you are.
it was bad. It was horrible.
Oh my God. But high points, because, well, if there is a high point, let me look. I'm sorry. This episode did not impress me at all.
No.
I'll actually give Sky Blue and Red Velvet a high point. I do understand that the ending was sloppy, especially the attempted, Canadian destroyer finisher that Sky Blue has. That one was very sloppy. But these women are really, really trying. They're getting better. Red Velvet is so much better than I remember her being.
Yep.
Sky Blue is really getting there. And it's like we said in, NXT. We don't expect everybody to be on a Hall of Fame level or a Seth Rollins level or, Randy Orton or, Samoa Joe right off the bat. We're just asking for improvement. And I think that these two ladies are giving us that, so I have to give them props for that. God damn, was there any other high points? I don't know. And I swear to God, I am not trying to be a smart ass. I
I know what, Ben. If you have to
yeah.
ask yourself if there was any other high points, that means that the end there wasn't.
Well, actually, there is one thing I wanted to spotlight. The Hangman promo that he did on Swerve,
Yes.
that was actually very good.
Yes. That was
And
compared to his other promos, that was his best promo.
yes, I agree. And so we always talk about the build to AEW shows not being that great, right? And while I don't think that this one was exemplary by any stretch, I have to say they've done a good job building up several of the matches. I am interested in seeing Hangman versus Swerve based on the build. I am interested in seeing MJF and Jay White, even though if you dig a little bit deeper, the story is a little hidden, but at least they had promos and things like that that really got me like, okay, I kind of want to see this. They did the same thing with I'm sorry, what was the other one? Fuck. I gotta look up the card because there was one. Give me a second. I got it right here. It's just I remember there being one other one that I was particularly impressed with. Oh yeah. Hold on.
All right, let
Oh,
me just.
what?
Are
Oh.
you speaking of, no, it's
No, it's
the tag team match for the
yeah.
titles?
Which one is that?
With Omega and Jericho? No.
No. Well, here it is. The Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland tag match. There it is.
Oh.
Yeah,
Oh my God. Okay. No. Okay. We'll get into it after. But I was just reading something. Go
yeah.
ahead.
So I do want to see how Edge does in AEW, and I am excited for him. Am I invested in Sting's retirement? No. Do I have a lot of respect for Sting? Absolutely. I'm very familiar with his WCW stuff, the
Did
TNA.
you hear what they were saying about Sting?
What were they saying about it?
That before he retires, Tony Schiavone wanted to see Surfer Sting one last time.
Fuck off.
I
Are you serious?
was that serious. I was reading that like that he'd want to see Surfer Sting one last time before he retires.
How?
You can't do that.
No. We're not. This is not.
Oh
Tony, just shut the fuck up.
exactly.
Just,
Oh
fuck off.
my
And speaking of Tony Khan, let
No, I'm
me.
stumped up by Tony Schiavone.
Oh.
He's
Well, oh,
said
Tony.
he wanted to see Stripper Sting one last time.
Well, even so, and Tony Schiavone, shut the fuck up. On that regard, holy crap, that is a horrible, horrible idea. No, stop.
Don't do that. Oh,
Elio, where's the newspaper? We must hit the Shoni Shivani with the newspaper. Get this spray bottle. Where is it? No. You spray the bottle in the dog's face not to get him not to do something. Holy shit. No. Okay, that's gonna give me an ulcer. God damn. That's not good. But so as I was saying, Tony Khan released a statement defending his use of the very important announcement.
Oh my God. Okay, go on. Yeah, go on. I heard about this. I didn't read it. What do you got?
So I just thought I would read it.
Yeah.
So this was during the Full Gear media call. Okay. And I quote, "It's something I weigh all the time because we have to announce matches and announce moments and announce huge things and signings. Sometimes you just try to do what feels right and create engagement. That's something we've been able to do, whether it's on television or through social media. Certainly, we've created a lot of awareness about television and getting a lot of eyes on it and conversation about it. Now there is a lot of awareness about the December 1st on sale. We've been able to use the TV and social media to get people excited. Then there are times where I feel like to keep people on their toes. It was fun to have something this past week on Collision that people are blown away by. And that's the Continental Classic, which people are really excited for. I'll have more
Which
information."
people?
Let me read the statement. I'll have more information about that right after Full Gear. You mentioned an announcement about a new signing. I'm really excited about that, and I think that's someone that's going to be a great addition to AEW and is going to be a big deal. As for how to announce, listen to this sentence. Are you
Uh-oh.
ready for this?
Okay.
I can't believe that this sentence came out of his mouth. As for how to announce the announcements or when to announce things, it's something that there are a lot of different ways to slice and dice and tons of different ways to approach that, but it's really trying to create excitement around our big promotions, events, wrestlers, and get good buzz around the company. And I think we've been able to do that. My God, that was a
Get
tongue twister.
a good buzz. He's got a good buzz going somewhere. If you get where I'm going with that,
Yes, I
it's a buzz
do.
that never ends with him.
Let me just reread that one section of the announcement.
Okay.
You mentioned an announcement about a new signing. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was the next sentence. I'm sorry. As for how to announce the announcements or when to announce things. Oh my God! Oh, just shut the
What?
Word salad, anybody? My God. Okay. So, did you have any high points, low points for Dynamite?
The opening match, Orange Cassidy and Hook, and then Samoa Joe and John Cruz, and of course Penta and Commander Young Bucks, but I also added the Guns and Peter Avalon and his tag team partner.
As a low point,
Low
right?
point, low point. High points, I have Adam Page and Swerve Strickland's promo, and Red Velvet and Sky Blue.
Very good.
Sky Blue look good.
In more ways than one. I love the Mystery Machine outfit.
I love what they're doing with her character. Like you see that one spot where she blocked Red Velvet's move, and then she's like stood back up, like just like stared blankly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I love this character.
So that's it's really exciting that they're pushing her. I'm very I'm looking forward to seeing more from her. And then moving on to SmackDown, this felt like a very segment heavy show. Did you get that same feeling?
Yes, but what I would say is this was like a part two from continuing from last week, because the focus of the show was on damage control.
Yeah, and I have to say this, right? I like what they're doing with damage control now. I think they've really bolstered it. which because I wanted them to kill it because it wasn't, I mean, it just wasn't working. You know, from where they started out at SummerSlam last year to where they are now, it was horrible. So to add both Asuka and Kairi Sane to that, and to have Bayley be confused based on her feuds with Kairi Sane and Asuka in the past, that's good stuff. So they found a way to get me invested in damage control again, which another reason why I appreciate that is because I look forward to seeing Bayley on my screen again because I didn't like her with damage control because I felt like she was being wasted. So that's another aspect I enjoy. Match-wise, Dragon Lee versus Axiom was a really good match. I won't say it was great because you know, I think to say something was great, it has to go to that next level. But I'm really liking the spotlight on Dragon Lee.
And we'll be right back.
So much better than what it was in AEW already. I really liked the Santos Escobar promo. That is fantastic. I'm really excited about where they're gonna go with Santos Escobar. Low points, I
So
have.
you just mentioned Santos Escobar.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see what he posted, where he got the inspiration for the outfit he wore?
No.
He got that from Al Pacino's character in Scarface. He even posted a side-by-side picture.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then low points. Honestly, the triple threat tag match. That didn't really hit for me.
Okay. I'm glad the Street Profits won though, because I really like this new Street Profits.
Oh, I do too. And then, what the fuck are they doing with Cameron Grimes?
This was bad. I didn't
I
like this
mean,
match.
just in general, since he got called up to the main roster, I can count on one hand the number of times we've seen him. It's like, excuse me? Oh. What?
Yeah, this was not a good match.
And also, let me just, how dare I not mention this at the beginning? So, because Corey Graves and Carmella had their child, congratulations, by the way. That's awesome. Corey Graves is so funny on social media. Somebody asked him if the kid who was 5 days old at this point had seen Tombstone and then like one other movie yet, and both very well-known movies, and he's like, of course he has. Which was funny because I had just watched Tombstone a couple days beforehand. Very, very, very good movie, by the way, in case you haven't seen that one. But so because he is out, they have Road Dogg on commentary.
Road Dogg's terrible on commentary.
Don't do that again.
Right?
Why didn't you just bring back Kevin Owens? He was
Well,
great.
apparently,
Well,
isn't he suspended or something? Well, hold on. Sorry.
but why did they even do that? Because you know Kevin Owens is going to be on the Survivor Series team.
Right, yeah. And he was suspended, but they called us, allowed him to fulfill his duties at live events. What?
My God. Are you kidding me? So pretty much that negates the concept of suspension.
Right. Sorry, I just have to go back to AEW for a minute. Even that Adam Page, okay, what was the stipulation on Wednesday night? That he couldn't touch Swerve and vice versa, right?
Right.
But yet they showed a video of him attacking Swerve at a live event. What?
I guess it was just, I guess the stipulation was just for the signing then. Because that's what Tony Schiavone was saying.
Whatever, I don't know. It was just weird. I mean, if you're gonna have stipulations, okay, go on.
But I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's actually all I had for SmackDown.
Okay, yeah, I had the same one, Grayson Waller and the Cameron Grimes at low point. Yeah, high points. Well, the Triple Threat match, I'm glad that Street Profits won. But other than that, yeah, the match itself wasn't the greatest. But I gave a high point to Axiom and Dragon Lee and the Santos Escobar promo.
Very good.
Actually, I literally said this. When Selena Vega slapped Santos, I'm like, I got
That's awesome. And
that just came out. Like I wasn't even thinking. I'm like, she saw that, I'm like, I got Umba. What's going on?
well, yeah, you gotta love Selena Vega. You know, the prank call that she did on Dom, which Tony highlighted on Wrestling POV last night.
Was awesome.
That was incredible. She's awesome. So yeah, that's our high points and low points for SmackDown. And now we're gonna move into our predictions for Full Gear. And
All right.
I have the list right here, and
Okay.
it's actually seems to be in order. At this point.
And there's 11 matches is what I'm seeing.
Well, let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So you apparently have a more updated card than I do.
All right, because I have three on the 0 hour.
Yeah, and I only have one on the 0 hour, so we'll go with your lineup.
All right, so starting with 0 hour, we have the ROH World Championship. Eddie Kingston defending against Jay Lethal, Jeff, yeah, Jay Lethal. Yeah, Eddie Kingston versus Jay Lethal for the ROH Championship.
And that's on a pre-show.
That's on the 0 hour, yes, sir. Jeez. Fans like horses having a conniption.
Holy
Ben's mad. He just dropped his headphones. He's like, what the
you
fuck?
got to be
He
kidding
just
me.
threw his
What
headphones against the wall. Ben,
is
look at that
going
crack
on
in the
here?
wall. He made a crack in the wall. What's going on?
I'm depressed. Oh,
We need
man.
to repair that wall, that hole that you made in the wall.
Tony Khan, you suck.
You see, and this is what I was saying last night about ROH. Like, what? You have the ROH World Championship. You have earned this company, and you're not doing nothing with it.
But yet you want to put the championship on the pre-show, right? And because by the way, they have a Ring of Honor pay-per-view coming up in December. Way
Yep.
to set up your pay-per-view by putting that product on the pre-show, you fucking
Jeez.
Jesus. And let me be clear, because I've been critical of Ring of Honor on AEW TV. But I'm just saying, like, look at the talent. You're putting Jay Lethal on the pre-show. There's something wrong with that picture.
Yep.
Jesus. Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Eddie Kingston.
I'm gonna go with Eddie.
All right, next we have for the ROH Tag Team Championships, MJF and Samoa Joe versus the Guns. Oh, this should be a thrilling match.
I'm gonna go with the guns because I think Samoa Joe's gonna turn on him.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm gonna have to go with the Guns as well. So okay, next match we have Claudio Castagnoli versus Buddy Matthews.
Is that on the pre-show?
That's the final match on the pre-show.
You put Claudio and Buddy Matthews on the
What
goddamn
the?
pre-show. Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm in agony over here.
What are you
I
doing
am
with
in
these? You put that on the pre-show. Are you high right now? Don't answer that.
just
It's a rhetorical question, Tony Khan. Fucking idiots. God.
I love it when Elio cusses. It makes me so happy. I don't know why. Good God. That is such illogical bullshit to me. Okay, what's next?
So next we have for the AEW Women's World Championship, Hikaru Shida versus Timeless Toni Storm, aka Marilyn Monroe, accompanied by her butler Luther.
Is Luther the same guy from Chaos Theory, or is it a different
Yes, no,
guy?
yes, that's the guy from Chaos Theory.
Oh,
They
for fuck's
made him
sake.
her butler.
Oh, for, oh my Hikaru Shida.
Okay, we have what we think of Rashida as well. All right, next we have Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland with Ric Flair versus the Patriarchy, Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne.
I
I don't
gotta
even
go.
know if this group had a name.
No, I didn't either. That's news to me. Way to go with the explanation there, Tony Khan. Jesus fucking Christ. But I'm gonna go with Copeland's team.
Yep, I'm gonna come up on the scene as well. Next, we have for the AEW International Championship, Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley. Orange Cassidy just won it back. I don't see him losing it to Moxley.
Yeah, I don't either.
Then we have the Texas Deathmatch, Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland. I've got Adam Page.
I've got a Hangman too.
Then for the AEW World Tag Team Championships, the Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks. If the Golden Jets win, they get the Young Bucks AEW Tag Team Championship opportunity. But if the Young Bucks win, the Golden Jets must disband.
I've got the Golden Jets.
Yeah, I've got the Golden Jets. I don't want to see the Elite anymore. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm over them.
I love you. I'm trying to.
Then we have a three-way match for the AEW TBS Championship, Chris Statlander versus Julia Hart versus Sky Blue. You know what? I'm gonna go with Sky Blue.
I'm gonna go with Julia Hart.
Okay. Then we have a four-way tag team ladder match for the AEW Tag Team Championships. Ricky Starks and Big Bill versus La Facción Ingobernables, which is Rush and Dralístico, versus FTR versus the Kings of the Black. It should be the Knights of the Black. Knights of the Black Throne or Kings of the Black Throne?
I think it should be night.
Yeah, okay, so Wikipedia got it wrong. They got Kings of the Black Throne, Malachi Black and Brody King.
I'm gonna go Knights of the Black Throne.
Yep, I'm same. I'm going with Knights of Black Throne. And the main event, MJF versus Jay White. I've got MJF.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so that is it for AEW Full Gear.
And just a programming note, usually we would have the post show on Sunday tomorrow, but because we've done two consecutive shows now, we're gonna take a break and do the Full Gear Fallout and the Survivor Series predictions as a hybrid show on Tuesday night. So with that in mind, we'll take a quick break and come back with the fun stuff. Stay tuned.
All right, we are back, and Ben will be booking not one but two tournaments. Ben, do you have your booking hat on?
I do.
All right, are you ready for the first one? All
Yes, sir.
right, so we have the greatest Mid-South Champion tournament. So the left brackets, the first match we have is Jake Roberts versus Dick Murdoch.
Oh my God, that's a tough one right off the bat. I'm gonna go Jake Mur or Jake Roberts.
Okay. Then we have Danny Hodge versus the Chunkyard Dog.
Danny Hodge.
All right. Next up, we have Butch Reed versus Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff.
And we have the final match in the left bracket, Stan Hansen versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Stan Hansen. Sorry, Jim.
Okay, onto the right brackets now. Magnum TA versus Ernie Ladd.
Magnum TA.
Right. Then we have Mr. Wrestling 2 versus Bill Watts.
Bill Watts.
Okay. And then we have a triple threat match.
Cool.
Ted DiBiase versus Terry Taylor versus the Spoiler.
Ted DiBiase.
All right. So back to the left bracket. Jake Roberts versus Danny Hodge.
Jake Roberts.
And Paul Orndorff versus Stan Hansen.
Stan Hansen.
All right. That brings us to and actually, here's what I said. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a short term match. We're gonna make these guys work. So we're not gonna do just one winner. We're gonna do an elimination style from now
Okay.
So we have Magnum TA versus Bill Watts versus Ted DiBiase.
Magnum TA.
All right, so he's eliminated. So now it's down to Bill Watts and Ted DiBiase. So
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I said Magnum TA to win.
Oh, to win. Okay. Sorry. No, I misunderstood that. Okay. No, but we're doing the. Yeah, we're eliminating one.
Okay.
So Magnum TA, Bill Watts, and Teddy Biasi. We're eliminating one.
Take out Bill Watts.
All right. So your final four are as follows. Jake Snake Roberts versus Stan Hansen and Magnum TA versus Ted DiBiase. So Jake Roberts, Stan Hansen, who do you got?
Jake Roberts.
All right. And Ted DiBiase and Magnum TA, who do you got?
I'm gonna go Magnum TA.
Oh, okay. All right. So your final match is Jake Roberts versus Magnum TA.
Jake Roberts.
And Jake Roberts is the winner of the Greatest Mid-South Champion Tournament.
God damn, I know how to book a tournament.
Now we're gonna do the world class tournament.
Okay.
So, first match, Iceman King Parson versus Kevin Von Erich.
I'm not sure who the Iceman is. I gotta be honest.
Okay, so are you saying Kevin Von Erich then?
Yeah.
Okay. He's one of those wrestlers that I never even really seen any of his matches. Next up, we have Johnny Valentine versus Jerry the King Lawler.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Okay. And of course, you know Johnny Valentine.
Remind me. I probably
So
do.
Johnny Valentine is the father of Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Oh, very good.
All right, next we have King Kong Bundy versus Fritz Von Erich.
Well, we're this is world class, right? So you got to go with the Von Erichs.
Sorry, Bundy. All right, and then we have Waffle McDaniel versus Baron Von Raschke.
Wahoo McDaniel.
Okay. And just for trivia, do you know who and you already know Baron Von Raschke?
I know who he is, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I think I did a miss. I made a mistake on the right bracket, so I'm gonna eliminate one match because I have Kevin Von Erich and Iceman twice. I forgot to replace that one. So okay, so we have Kerry Von Erich and Ernie Ladd.
Kerry Von Erich.
And we have Chino Hernandez and Jimmy Garvin.
Who was the first one?
Chino Hernandez.
I gotta go Jimmy Garvin.
Okay. Then we have Bruiser Brody versus the Spoiler versus Chris Adams.
Bruiser Brody.
Well, okay, so I'm doing this like to. Who gets eliminated?
Chris Adams.
Chris
He was an
Adams.
asshole of Stone Cold.
Say again.
He was an asshole when he trained Stone Cold, so Chris Adams, you gotta go.
Wow, okay, so you remember Chris Adams. I never really saw much of him. I only know him from my magazines, like, but I never really saw many of his matches.
No, I didn't either.
All right, so back to the left bracket. Kevin Von Erich versus Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler.
Okay. And Fritz Von Erich versus Wahoo McDaniel.
I'm gonna go Wahoo McDaniel.
Okay. Then we have Kerry Von Erich and Jimmy Garvin.
Carry on, Eric.
And Bruiser Brody versus the Spoiler.
Bruiser Brody.
Okay. Your final four. Here we go. So Jerry Lawler versus Wahoo McDaniel.
Wahoo McDaniel.
Okay. And Bruiser Brody versus Kerry Von Erich.
Bruiser Brody.
So your final Bruiser Brody versus Wahoo McDaniel.
Oh my God. What a fucking match. Jesus. I
Oh
know how to book this shit. Do-da, do-da. You fucking suck, Tony Khan. I don't know. I'm better at this than Tony Khan is apparently.
need out of the sound clip. That's it. I don't want to fuck the shit. Do not. Do not. What? What?
But Bruiser Brody wins.
All right. Staying up, the greatest world-class champion, Bruiser Brody.
I'm comfortable with that.
All right, so now bet we're gonna do 10 feuds in 10 years.
Cool.
All right, so let me
Hopefully this one turns out better than the last one we did. That kind of sucked.
All right, so are you ready?
Yes, sir.
So we start in the year 2023. Now you keep track, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, then go.
Stop.
Oh, okay. 2023, you're starting off pretty good. It's Ben Pierce versus Randy Orton.
Very good.
Holy geez. Okay.
I like that.
That's cool.
All right, year two.
All right, year two, here we go. And go.
Stop.
Okay, we're gonna try it again because you got Sonya Deville.
I'll feud with her. I don't even know. No, don't care.
And
We don't do in intergender wrestling.
go.
Stop.
Oh, okay. So year two, you're gonna feud with Dijak.
Well, that's a step down. Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right.
I still really like that, Jack. I'm just talking about the card position.
Okay, and go, year three.
Stop.
Oh, year three. So in 2025, you're gonna be feuding with Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Okay. Who do we have? And go.
Stop.
Okay, we're not doing that because it landed on Rhea Ripley.
No, why can't I shoot with mommy?
She may take your head off with her kick.
Well, no, I can turn her in my favor. I can do
Okay.
whatever she wants me to do. I don't care.
Okay, and go.
Stop.
Come on! All the women want you. You got Natalia.
Well, I don't blame all the women for wanting me. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that kind of an asshole. I know.
Okay, and go.
One, two, stop.
Do you really? You're gonna feud with Omos in 2026?
Oh, Jesus. Does the end of the feud culminate in his retirement?
Okay, and 2027, go.
Stop.
Okay. Bobby Roode.
Okay.
Or Robert Roode, whichever. All right. Okay. Oh. And go.
Stop.
Okay, 2028, Drew McIntyre.
Yes, very nice.
Okay, 2029, go.
Stop.
Okay, Dolph Ziggler.
Jesus Christ, we're all over the map here.
Okay.
I do think Dolph Ziggler is a Hall of Fame level talent, though.
Okay, 2030. Let's see what we got. And go.
Stop.
Really? Johnny Knoxville? What?
No.
Okay, 2020-31. You know what does? Okay, let's see what's 2031 is. And go.
Stop.
Okay, we're gonna change the end because it landed on Mako Satomura.
Jesus, that's a random
Like,
fucking.
really? And go.
Stop.
Jesus, Omos is coming for your ass again in 2031.
Right, well, we can do that. I'll kick your ass again. You'll come out of retirement. I'll push it right back in, you little bitch.
Damn. Betty, mess around. Okay. 2032 and go.
Stop.
Oh, Ben versus Xavier Woods.
Oh, joy.
All right. Okay, we need one more, right?
Yep.
So here we go. This is the last one, Ben. 2033, here we go, and go.
Stop.
Oh, R-Truth.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I ended my career on a downturn. God.
Damn, sir. All right, so Ben, are you ready for Wrestling Roulette?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we'll be back shortly. I'm just gonna pull up the playlist. All right, Ben, it's time for the final segment, Wrestling Roulette.
Very good.
So the way this works, I play 21 tracks, 10 seconds, and Ben has to guess which wrestler that theme belongs to. Ben, are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Well, that's a great song, but I don't know which wrestler comes out to it.
That is the Freebirds.
Oh, shit.
Right, number two.
Are you serious? What the fuck?
What? That's actually the theme song, Freebird.
Well, I know. Oh my God, that me look like an
Right, number
idiot.
two, you ready?
Yeah. I don't have a clue.
That is the Texas Tornado.
Carry Von Erich.
Yes, sir. All right, number three.
D'Lo Brown.
No, that is Orlando Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, we'll
sure, why not?
go with that.
Okay, number four.
Bobby Lashley? I don't know.
That is Titus O'Neil.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know? He hasn't been on in what, a year and a half or something?
Right, number five. Here we go.
The Demon Finn Balor.
Yes, Finn Balor. You are on the board with one.
Sorry, I'm allergic to
Here.
bullshit.
All right, number six, here we go.
Pass.
That is Chelsea Green.
Chelsea Green. Or no, I'm sorry. I didn't get enough speak. I'm sorry. Chelsea Green.
All right, number is 7. Here we go.
Once again, great song. Don't know who it belongs to.
That is Drew McIntyre.
In what? Oh my.
That was one of his very first ones, before they changed it to Broken Dreams.
Holy
I think he came
God.
out to that at least one time, I think.
Jesus.
All right, number 8. Ben, I think you know this one.
Yes, Edge.
Edge. That's number 8, right?
Yep.
All right. Number 9, here we go.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Number 10.
Rest in peace, Ashley Massaro.
Yes, Ashley. Number 10. Here we go. Number 11.
We always get that one, and I just don't know who it is.
That is Christian.
God damn it.
And that was 11. Okay, number 12.
Yeah, so.
Joshua, how fitting is it that we got this one and they just had that ridiculous match on AEW?
I know you can't plan this shit, folks.
All right, 13, here we go.
Kenny Omega.
No, it is not. That is the Dream Team, Bruce Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Good God. What is this? The list of randoms? Jesus.
13, I said, right?
Yep.
All right, 14, here we go.
Taker.
No, it is not. That is the machine from WCW.
Who the hell is that?
I have no idea. You know what? We're gonna be back because this is gonna bother me. All right, number 15, here we go.
Pass.
That's Bray Wyatt. You know what? Should we count that?
No.
So that's White Rabbit. You know what? I'm gonna give you another one. 15, here we go.
Billy and Chuck.
You know what? I'm gonna give it to you because I've got the runway here. That was Jackie Gita and Rico, but still.
It's still the same theme.
It's a billion. It's still the same. If it was a different theme, then I would say, no, you're wrong, but it's the same one. So here we go. Number 16.
Play that again. That's Lee.
No, it's not. Ben, I have a question. Who's in a damage control?
So it's Bailey, it's Dakota Kai, it
Yes.
is oh God,
Oscar.
Asuka, and I'm trying to remember.
Have you seen?
Yeah, no, I know all those, but I'm trying to remember one in particular.
Wait, what? There's four.
No, there's like five now. Hold on.
Five.
This is pissing me off.
There's four, Ben.
What?
There's four.
I must be losing it. I don't know. But anywho,
That was the Kabuki Warriors.
Dakota, yeah, Io Sky.
Io Sky has it, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Okay. But that was the Kabuki Warriors. That number 15, 16.
Yeah.
See, you can't make this up. You can't make this stuff up. You can't plan this.
I know. Jesus, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone with this shit.
Okay, so this is 16. All right, number 17 coming up.
You didn't watch for the bomb fall with the Dudley Boys.
The Dudley Boys, yes. All right, number 18, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I can't believe that intro is 10, is exactly 10 seconds.
Yeah, my first feud in the WWE, according to 10 feuds in 10 years, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. All right, number 19, here we go.
I honestly have no idea.
That is Nikki Cross.
Since when did her theme have pay attention bitch in it?
What?
Since when did her theme have the words pay attention bitch in it?
No, hold on, let me play it again. I don't think it said that. It said pay attention. Oh yeah. I hear it now. Yeah, that's her new one.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's her new theme.
Okay.
Right, number 20, are you ready?
Yep. Seth Rollins.
That's Rollins. All right, last one. 21, are you ready?
Yep. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, so your final score is 10.
Well, actually, that was much better than I thought it was going to be when we
Right,
started.
so let's see what the next one would have been. Are you ready?
Yeah. You know, I think the Nation of Domination was ahead of its time. I really do.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it now with all the racial tension stuff, but I really enjoyed the Nation of Domination, and believe it or not, as young as I was, I understood why they were doing that. The angle, the way that the Nation of Domination was presented.
Now, Ben, you know I'm watching WWF 95. I'm into Survivor Series 95. When we get there, that's gonna be a kind of a weird one that you're gonna get to see.
Oh, joy.
Just match wise, it's gonna be
Yeah,
weird.
I heard 94 and 95 were not good years for WWE.
But we see bring the show to a close before our producer kicks us out.
Yes, apparently he's getting tired of us, and
Well, we don't care. You work for us.
exactly. But in his defense, I don't know why I'm defending a virtual producer, but we do have a pay-per-view that technically starts at 7 with the pre-show, so I
Yes.
understand. Can you get this out at some point close to the start of the show?
Well, as soon as we log off, I'm gonna just convert everything and put it together, and then I can upload it.
Okay.
Now,
Yep.
all right. So, for my co-host, I'm Elio. He's Ben. We'll be back on Tuesday with all your results from Full Gear plus Survivor Series predictions. And Ben, of course, the following Tuesday, we're back with Wrestling History 101 and
Yes.
Royal Rumble 88 and King of the Ring 88.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned for that. Ben, say goodnight to the fans.
Good night to the fans. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Do try to enjoy the pay-per-view tonight. I know we're a little bit, iffy on AEW from time to time, but I hope you guys have fun, and I hope you enjoy the show. See you next time.